Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Good Stories, a Good Story with host Marcia Cook. Today, we're going to be talking with Kathy Barton, a sizzling romance writer. She'll be talking about our new book, Divine Savior, and our new contract with World Castle Publishing. Kathy's climbing fast. Her books are doing great, and she's found an audience that is waiting for her books. As an added surprise, Karen Fuller, the publisher of World Castle, will be discussing her new book, Courting the Darkness, and several of her other books as well, and how to get your books published and why books get rejected. Also, for those of you that believe you may never get your books published, there's hope. Castle Publishing has accepted Marcia Cook's book, Love Changes, her previously self-published book by Fidelity Publishing, with the new title, Feel the Passion. Let's celebrate, for this is going to be a great show today. Hi there, Marcia.
Hi, how are you? I'm glad to have you back. How are you? Although Sandra Elrod has been really nice in helping me out. And so far, mostly everybody's had trouble with the switchboard, so we don't have to worry about it. We're all on, and that's it. We could probably take calls maybe later, but okay. We'll see how it goes, you know. And Denise, you just wanted to say a little bit about you for a second.
Goodness gracious. Well, right now, I'm just still trying to work on my book, Hope Whispers, and doing some first draft editing, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this here and that, writing some articles, and trying to get back on doing the show with you.
That's good. All right, here we are. We're all here, and I want to welcome everybody, and I want to say hello to Kathy and Karen. Hi, girls. We're girls, right? Hi, girls.
Yeah, we're all girls. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Marcia.
I'm happy to have you both on. We have so much to talk about today because there's so much going on now. I mean, as we speak, there's such differences happening in self-publishing and traditional publishing now, and with all the e-books, and it's great. And I actually, Kathy and Karen, I just wanted to say that what you didn't say, Denise, what you do, but what she does do is she does do first editing for people, because just want to say what that is, why you think that's so important, the first editing part.
Well, I think it's important just because all of us need an extra set of eyes to look at our work, and usually maybe two or three sets of eyes. And I take, I take the raw material, and I go through it, and I check it, the first draft, and I clean it up a bit, so that basically it definitely saves the writer a lot of money, because they're not, you know, having to send it off to the publisher raw. They've gone through a lot of its content and developmental content and the grammar and spelling and just that kind of thing, so that it saves everybody time and money.
See, because that, right, and this is one of the things that we're actually going to talk about now, because this is really so important, because as we go on through the show today, the most important thing, which you're going to hear from Karen backwards and forwards, is editing, okay? And so sometimes people, they need a first editing because it just cleans it up a bit. So before it would go to someone like Karen, and just before she goes crazy when she sees all the errors and everything, at least it will be somewhat cleaned up, because everybody thinks it's done when it's done, right? All right, so let's talk about, first we'll do one thing. Kathy S. Barton, she has some great covers if anybody looked at the Facebook today and also at the Blog Talk. She's got some really good covers, and in the covers are some great books. Okay, and Kathy, tell us about yourself.
I haven't been writing all that long. I just wrote stories because the muse in my head wouldn't let me rest. And then my daughter-in-law, Dale, had read a couple of them, and she said that these were really good. And then I sent them off to somebody I met on Facebook, another author at World Castle, Charlotte Blackwell, and she absolutely loved them. And then from there, I found Karen and at World Castle, and the rest of it has just been not easy, but it's been a blast.
Yeah, that's a good experience. This is good. See, that's a good thing. You know, you're having a good experience. So this is what we're showing today, that a lot of people have had bad experiences, and when you have I know you want to talk about your book, you know, every book that you have, because I really want you to bring out talk about the titles. But, Karen, I just want you to come in for a minute and just talk about a little bit about the publishing. So, because when you pick something, let's say, all right, when Kathy sent you her work, what was your next step?
Well, what I do is I read the synopsis. So everybody needs to make sure when they send me something that they send me a complete synopsis. Don't leave me hanging. Okay. And it's sending me the first three chapters. Because what I do with it is I tell by the synopsis if I think the book will sell, and then I look at the first three chapters to see if I like the author's writing style.
Right.
And I absolutely loved Kathy's book, the first one she sent on Nicholas. I laughed so hard. So, and I really felt sorry for him, but he was an, I can't say what he was because that's okay. We're on the radio.
Right, right. Well, we could be off, but
let's just leave it at he's stubborn.
Yeah, he was stubborn. But I really love the book, and so far it's sold really well.
Yeah, because that's about, in our first conversation about this. That, see, and that's really something that's really important. You don't sometimes know if it's going to sell well, and when it does, you know. I mean, it just
right.
does. And that's why, you know, sometimes people say, well, how do you, sometimes you don't know how well it's going to do, and then all of a sudden it hits. And then, but she keeps writing, though. That's the good thing.
Oh, yes. She can write faster than anybody I've ever seen.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, all right, so then you've, all right, so because I know these are questions that we don't always ask because you are a traditional publisher and you're big with the e-books. And, but, all right, so her next book, she said, how long, Kathy, how long did it take you to do the next book? Or did you have it?
I actually have
it waiting
the entire series finished. Yeah, I have it waiting in the wings. I have the entire series. There's six of the books. They're all finished.
Okay. See, and how, all right, so how, so then you said you're not writing a long time. And, how about how old were these manuscripts that you had? They weren't that old then.
No, me? Oh,
yeah.
I'm ancient. I've been only been
no,
writing
not your
for
age,
about 3 years.
Not your age. No, 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 no.
She's
never
talking
about
your
age.
Book.
No, never. Age is, age on this show means nothing. We never bring it up. No, what I mean is when you had your things waiting in the wing, did you write them a while ago or did you write them how long ago?
I've only
did you
been
write
writing
them?
For less than 3 years.
All right, so then you've had good success in 3 years. That's a really, that's great. That's good.
Well,
so, all right, cause, well, go ahead.
Not all of it, I mean, not all of it's been great. I have had some of my dealings with bad publishers as well, but, you know, that's, I'm that's water under the bridge. I'm where I need to be now, and I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, see, that's a good thing to hear. I mean, and that's what people need to know. And, Karen, I know what you did was, you started this company. I want to tell people just a little bit how you started this company because, I mean, I really hope that you keep going forever and ever because it's such a great feeling to know that there's somebody out there that will be taking new writers. And this is like, for me, this is like the biggest thing in the world, and this is what I've been talking about for years and years and years because I've been doing this a long time. And so tell us what made you start your publishing company.
Well, I am an author, and I had several books written, and I only had one published at the time, and I was also in insurance, and I lost my day job. And when I lost my day job, I decided to take my savings and start a publishing company because I knew how hard it was to get into the industry, and I knew that there was a lot of good books out there. And so far, I have found a tremendous amount of good books out there.
And there are.
And
there are. There's a lot. There's so many, it's unbelievable.
I started the company in March, and I found a bunch of great editors, and they have just been editing to town for me, and we have gotten, I think, over 30 books out now.
That's great. That's great since March.
And
so
I still have a bunch more in queue.
And that's great. You know, but see, that's the thing. This is one of the things that's so good about this entire industry. It's changing. And this is what, you know, next week I'm having a traditional publisher, I mean a traditional writer, somebody that was traditionally published, and then they didn't want to take her books anymore, and then she published herself now. See, because this is what's happening now. And so you knew this because you were already an author. So, I mean, you have the feeling, you know what it's like, and that means everything. Because when you sit behind a desk and don't know about what really happens, you make decisions differently. And some of them are not so good. When you're just sitting, if you have a bad day, you go, oh, just reject them. You know, I mean, that's really what happens. people don't want to believe that, but I believe that's what happens. They have a bad day, they go.
Well, actually, if I'm having a bad day, I don't read the submission.
Well, that's a good thing. All right, there you go. So there you go. Well, that's a good thing, though, you know. I mean, because really you want to give them a shot. You know,
right.
And that's important. You know, before we do anything else, all right, Kathy, tell us the names of your books because you have several out now. And where they can get them. So people to not be able to get them. So tell us the names and where they can get them.
All of them are available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The ones that I have published through World Castle are, there's two right now out in the series of the Grant Brothers. The first one is called Nicholas, and the second one is called Devin. And they're both available both in ebook and paperback. And then Spencer should be out by the end of this month, in ebook for sure, and maybe even in paperbook. Karen will have to let you know about that one.
Right.
And I also
It
will be. I have the second book in a Aaron's Kiss series out in paperback and ebook, and it's called Divine Savior. And the third book is not out yet, and with the projected date for that one is called Natural Magic. And it probably won't be until maybe September or October. It's Natural Magic, and it's book 3 in the Aaron's Kiss series. The first
and
book,
the covers
Blood,
great.
Body, and Mind. Oh, yeah. She has done an amazing job on the covers.
Amazing. I sent you an email the other day because I saw it on Facebook, and I said, who did the cover? It looks great. You said Karen did it. So I went, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. No, but
she's doing covers for books that she's never even had read yet because she knows that I write very strong, very warrior type women, and that's what's on the covers of my books.
Well, that's good. We like strong. Strong women is a good thing. This is a very good thing. that's what we are. You know, basically, and Karen is, you know, you're pioneering in this. I mean, you know, this is really good. I mean, I wrote something about it on one of my blogs because I appreciate what you're doing only because I knew that someday something would happen because I kept going and going and going and I didn't stop. And I went to Fidelity Publishing and she's a great self-publisher and she helped me a lot with, you know, ideas of what to do. And, you know, I remember she said to me, oh, do a radio show. I go, what? I mean, I can't. She said, you have to make appearances on a radio show. I go, I don't think this is going to happen. I don't want to do this. And she said, no, you need to do things like this. So when Red River, April asked me to do a show, I just went, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And I love it now. But, you know, it's like we all do things that we never knew that we could do. And one thing about these shows, all of Blog Talk Radio, there's so many people doing shows now, it helps people because you get to meet people and you get to be able to tell people these stories because these stories were never told before. All everybody kept saying was they're rejected, they're rejected, they're rejected. And then believe me when I tell you, I've been an agent for years and they gave up. People gave up. So Karen, what you're doing now is really pioneering in a field that needs it badly. Really. And also Ree McGahey, who also, she's doing her own. I don't know, Denise, do you know that Ree's doing, she's actually got her own publishing company.
No,
Dancing with
great.
Bear Publishing. Yes, Dancing with Bear Publishing, yes. And she is a really good romance writer, and she also decided to do a publishing company because she wrote a book that wasn't the sizzling hot romances. It was just about her life, and then she decided now to do it, and she's having R. Jeffries, who also does a lot of great radio shows. He's the editor-in-chief. So, I mean, these two women are out there now. Karen, and I know you have done this for a while, but this means a lot to everybody out there. So I just want people that are listening to realize that it's not for nothing because my book now, Love Changes, is getting a new facelift. And actually,
it's a great
cover,
book.
Karen, the cover is beautiful. All three that you sent me for a choice are absolutely gorgeous. I never even thought to do what you did with the cover.
I took it after reading the first three chapters of your book.
You know, and
that was
and
my impression
just,
of her.
Yeah, and you know what? When I saw it, I went like, oh, my God, this does describe how Elaine is. So So I want to thank you, actually, and what you're doing is you're giving everybody a lot of hope, because I've talked about this for years and years and years, and I'm actually now, I have a traditional publisher who actually likes my work, but I would have never had that had I have not had someone do a self-published book. So don't stop doing self-published books, because this will get you to the next level, you know, and I feel that this is such a breakthrough for people. I can't. That's why I wanted to have you on again, because you were on before, but we had so many guests on that day that we couldn't hear anything. We had like 10 people on. And all right, now, Kathy, so tell us a little bit about, pick a book that you really, you know, would like to talk about, which I have a feeling which one that is, but go talk about one of your books and tell us a little bit about that book and how you came to write that book.
I wrote Nicholas during the National Writers Month, the nano thing that they have every month in November. It's
yes,
a challenge
yes,
that you...
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Wonderful.
It's a challenge. Yeah.
It is.
I had so much fun. And you have 90 or 30 days to write a book. And you write it mm-hmm. from the first day of November till the end of November. And I have never enjoyed something so much in my entire life. And that's actually mm-hmm. the first book that Karen published for me was Nicholas. But I love Nicholas, and Nicholas is a smart aleck, and he's stubborn, and Morgan, his girlfriend, adversary, is just an amazingly wonderful woman, and I find myself in parts of her and Nicholas as well, and there are six of them, six brothers, and they love their mother, but they're also afraid of her. her name is Margaret Parker, and they respect her, but they're also a little terrified of her. But I loved writing it, and I loved writing the entire series. Everybody's really anticipating Byron coming out. He's coming out after Spencer, and they just think he's such a nice guy. But, you know, Byron has a little bit of a twist about him that people aren't going to be surprised about.
Doesn't everybody have issues? We all have issues. The characters have to have issues, too. You know, that's how people, you know, my friends, they probably think I'm crazy sometimes because I go, oh, this would be a good book. Whatever. I look at people as characters. I'm sorry. It just happens after writing. And I think most of us as writers, sometimes we look at someone and go, oh, what a good character that would be, you know. But, you know, you're writing male characters. You're writing male characters.
I write both.
Right, right. But that's an interesting concept that the titles are male names, which I think is a really good concept, actually. I like when it's just a name, because then right off the bat, you know what's happening. You don't even have to write another word, and you know this is about this guy. And that's like an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So after Nicholas, so now you're doing that, but you also have your other series. You're doing. Hello? Hello?
Kathy?
Yes, Kathy? Oh my God. Kathy, are you on? No.
I think we lost someone, Marcia.
Yeah.
I'm here.
No. I know. Yep, Kathy called back. All right, Karen's still on. Oh.
Karen's still on and listening.
Yep. Yeah, this is a nightmare what goes on lately. I've listened to all the other
radio
shows, and they just drop out. Yes, this is, yeah, and we've talked to them about this already, because I don't know how she got lost. That's the thing. They just leave. Should we be writing a book about this? All right. So,
we'll be back.
All right, well, Karen, let's talk about, we got to get to you now on your book, okay, Courting the Darkness, because you love that book. And now you're doing it.
That was actually the second book I'd ever written. The first book that I had written is Desire Everlasting, and that one will be coming out in October. But that was Courting the Darkness was the first adult romance book I ever wrote. And it's a paranormal romance. It's a little dark in places, but it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of surprises.
Yeah, you like that. Right, the surprises are good, you know.
Oh, yeah. I like to shock people.
Which is a good thing.
I like to throw things in there that they're not expecting.
Okay, I think, do we have you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Kathy?
I don't know what happened.
Are you using Skype phone by chance? So that could sometimes happen because right by your name, they got a little question mark here on the board. What does that mean? I don't know. Something new, a question.
That's normal for me. Even when you meet me, people have a question
right,
mark.
Right, I know.
Next
well, that's,
my
why
name.
This, that's why this show is like it's one big question. We never know what's going to happen next year. We just go with the flow. You know. All right, Karen's talking about courting the darkness. Okay, go ahead, Karen.
Well, it came out July 1st, and it's actually sold pretty well considering I'm a fairly unknown author. My other book had come out in August of last year in May, and I didn't have a big following because they were just a small paranormal romance for young adults, and young adults just don't sell real well yet until you're a big name.
Yeah.
But it's actually done pretty well, and I enjoy it. I've got about four more books that are half written.
Right. Well, that's a good
that
thing.
I'm working on.
Now, are those young adult books? Those are young adult books?
Actually, the other ones, I have one more young adult one that's coming out in September. That's Desire Everlasting, but the other books are not young adult books. They're adult. They're paranormal romances, and I think hopefully they'll be rivaling with Kathy's. We'll see.
I think that, and there's something to talk about. This is a subject that really comes up a lot. People go like, oh, even reviewers are saying, you know, oh, I don't want to review any erotic. I don't want to review romance. Now, I need you to say this because you got to talk about this. Talk about it's not all sex. This is not really what this is. They're stories.
Right. I mean, they're stories. The story is first and foremost, the sex is incidental.
Right. Okay.
They could be, I would call, not mine necessarily per se, but I would call Kathy's erotic romance. They're not erotica because there is a story. I mean, her story is first and foremost.
Right.
But it's hot. Those are hot books.
Right.
And
but hot
and
doesn't mean all sex.
Very
it, doesn't,
well.
It doesn't mean all sex. See, that's why I think people just think that every single thing in it is just sex, because I hear this all the time, and it's not really every word is not a sexual word. It's just they're stories.
No.
See, that's
it's
what
it's
I get.
Story,
like,
and they're very
yeah.
good stories.
Right. See, that's
if
the thing.
If you took
people
out the sex, you would still have a story.
Right. But
right.
even in the bestsellers and in all these books, there's always, that's part of life, you know, sex. So, I mean, it's in every other book. It's just labeled this way because it's more romantic and there's more, you know, this is what's going on. But they're stories. So, I mean, this is what's amazing to me because after I've read some of these books, they're not all sex. And I hear this all the time. They go, oh, romance writers, sex writers. But these are the writers that are actually, I love having them on the show because it's more fun because they're selling. I mean, you guys are selling.
Yes.
Everybody else
and
is sitting
fun.
Around going like, why am I not selling? It's true.
You know, I really can't tell you why romance is selling over the others, but it does.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a very large readership for romance novels.
I think
novels.
People want to escape, too.
See, and that's
it's
right.
a lot of escapism.
And, yeah. Escape, right, exactly. And the worst times are, which they are pretty bad now, I think people just want to. And when you have problems, it does take you in a different world. And that's a good thing because it's not escaping life. You're just for a few minutes, you're relaxing your body and just thinking of what's happening in the story. And that's what people, if they want something to read and they look at a romance, I mean, we're going to have some men on that have written romance. Michael Davis, I was on a show that I did, and he with R. Jeffries, and he was so much fun, and he writes romance, and he's a man. And, you know, this is not just women reading these. It's
no, definitely
also
not.
Men. And since the e-book, anybody could read it because now you don't have to go into a store and buy it and say, what are you buying that book for? Even when I did my Love Changes, I had men that liked the book, but I had them say, I don't want to buy this book because it has love in it. It says love. And they said, I can't do it, you know. And I go, what do you mean you can't do it? This is not all that's in this book. But they feel strange. So now with e-books, nobody has to know what they're reading. And that's a good thing. I mean, it's true. It is true, don't you think? I mean, That's what's changed.
Yeah, somebody can't walk up and see the cover.
Right. Yeah, and it's true. Even in a screenplay that I have, Romancing Gracie, which is she's a writer and she falls in love with a guy that's a writer, but she doesn't know he does romance books. And it's really weird. I wrote this a long time ago, and actually this one is being optioned for a movie, and it's so much what I'm doing now and the people I'm meeting. It's so interesting that I'm meeting all these people that are men that are writing these books, and some men have come out with their male names, but some of them don't. So you don't have any idea who it is.
I've met a few that have changed their names because they couldn't get into the business with a man's name.
Right. Which is, actually, I did years ago, I used to go, and I still do sometimes, go under Max Irving because I felt like as a screenwriter, there's not as many women screenwriters as there are men. So I just went as Max Irving because that's, you know, I just thought I have a better shot. And I still kind of think that. You know, I wish that would change more, but I still think there's more men out there. But there's a lot of women out there, but you don't really know sometimes who, if it's men or women. But you still need to get your script or book to the next place. And sometimes, it, unfortunately, being a different, whatever the sex is that you change to, because men don't want to be women or women don't want to be men in writing. But now I think it's kind of open where people are actually saying who they are. And that's a good thing. So, because I think there's
I actually have a young adult romance coming out by a Marlon, Pierre Anthony, and he's definitely a guy.
Okay.
And the book is very good. It really surprised me. because I had never read a romance by a man.
That you know of, though. You know.
Well, yeah, that I know of, right.
Right.
Even Stephen King and some of these others have pen names that are women's names.
Right. See, that's
it. They do.
Right.
I've seen
it. I know that. They do. But, see, that's the thing. And so I think people have to, when they look and they say, oh, I'm not going to read this book, you might be reading a book that is like that you'll be, let's say you're a Stephen King fan, and you go like, well, he might not write romance. Maybe he does. We don't really know. Nobody knows what anybody's doing if you don't know the name. And there are a lot of books now. And the good thing about e-books is I feel for everybody out there, we're all on the same playing field now. Because when you go into Kindle, you're looking at all the e-books or whatever. You know, you go into Amazon, you look at all the e-books. And we are now, with all the bestsellers from the before, we're all together now. And people that want to read a book aren't necessarily knowing every writer, so they could pick your book or any, you know what I mean? It's a good market for e-books, and it's a good market for all new writers. It really, I mean, I think it's the best it's ever been for new writers.
It is, because the book and the brick and mortar stores are only stocking New York Times bestsellers. So if you walk into a bookstore, you're only seeing those authors.
Right.
So when you buy e-books and go shopping for e-books, you're in with everybody else, and your book has a shot where it doesn't necessarily in a brick-and-mortar store.
Right. And I think, and I do think that people think that I know a lot of people have said, oh, I have my ratings or this. I don't even look at my ratings, because I'm going to tell you something. People, regular people, they don't care about your ratings. They're not going to look and see, you know, where you come in on what every day that you sold a book. They don't care about this. They want a good story. And that's actually the name of the show. It's a good story. It's a good story because
Well, the biggest part to me about ratings as far as me being a publisher and an author is that the higher rated your book is, the quicker it comes up on a search. So that's the reason ratings are important, because it puts your book out front.
Yeah,
but
a lot of people don't know that. They don't care. You know, they're just looking. They go, okay, I'd like to see a romance book. You know, we're more cautious. We're caring about this, and we're understanding this, but most people, when you're just looking for a book, you want to see a book, and even, you know, everybody needs a lot of reviews. That's an important thing. However, I think Fran Lewis, who is a great book reviewer, which I think, I don't know if I friended you to Fran Lewis, but we've done a lot of shows together, you know, she does a lot of book reviews, and it's, you know, she's had Steve Barry and a lot of different people on that are best-selling authors, and they say one thing, and it just sticks in my mind, is it's just an opinion. Don't stop writing because somebody said to you they didn't like your book.
That's right.
Because 50 other people could like it. You know,
well, and like you said, was saying earlier about bad moods too. That plays a lot into it, I think, sometimes too.
Yeah, and you know, and some people, especially you know, and Denise, are you still going to be doing book reviews?
Yeah. Still working on some. Yep.
All right, that's good. Because, you know, you need a lot of reviews, but you also can't, you just can't, you know, people, that's why I do this show a lot, and I do more shows than I probably should be doing, but I do a lot of shows because I like to bring to people all this because it really does bother me. And, I know now that I feel that there's hope because there are people like Karen and there's Ree who are, they're pioneering in this. And this is a really, you know, because this is such a big field and, there's going to be a lot more Kindle sold. There's going to be a lot more iPad sold. I mean, it's not going away. And a lot of people can read these books. If you go on your computer, you can download it from there. So it's open wide now for everybody. And, I'm happy about this. And I think that, Kathy, all right, so you have all these books, all right? So do you have time to read other books? Because I don't. It's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
You do. All right.
Yeah.
So you fit that in. So
I have to.
Yeah. It's really important. Because I stopped reading a lot of books because I do screenplays, so I see a lot of movies. But I have to start reading more books because I love books. But, you know, there's only so many hours in the day for all of us. And, Karen, you actually are writing your own books now, like regularly. You're taking a little time for yourself, right? A little?
This last week I did, yeah. I took 4 days for myself.
And doesn't that feel good?
Oh, yeah, I managed to get in 29,000 words.
Yep, see, that's, yeah. See, so for everybody that thinks they don't have time, you made the time.
I made the time. Well, I didn't have any books coming back that I had to format. I mean, I had a break as far as that was concerned.
Right.
So I took the time because I wasn't taking anything from anybody else.
Right.
And I took the time for myself.
Yeah, see, I think, and that's why, you know, I have, you know, cut my list of clients right now. I'm taking some time to promote my books, and I have a children's book coming out, you know, No Clues, No Shoes, and it's a new character I'm introducing, Emelina Hewitt, and I love her. So, I mean, she's a little girl that's just got it going on. She's like a woman, a young girl that's going to be a woman that is out there. She's not going to be a quiet little girl. And so that's why I like her so much, because she's got a lot to say. Probably too
this
much.
This is a book no time. One can miss. Yeah, this is a great book, Martha.
Oh, thank you. I do like her. I do. I think she's fun. And, you know, that's the thing about writing. You know, it's fun. I mean, but it's not so much fun if you're sitting there going, who's going to ever take me? So, but now there's so many possibilities, and you can't look at it that way. You have to look at it like, just keep going. I keep telling writers, just keep writing. And I really don't think they want to keep hearing me say that, but the truth is there's no other way to say it. You just got to keep writing. And I know myself, I've gotten better, and I think that they will, the more you do, the better you get. I really believe that. And one or two books is not enough. I mean, you have to do more. Or screenplay, same thing. You got to keep doing it. You know, and that's what my advice is. Kathy, do you have any advice that you'd be giving people?
Yeah, if it's not fun, then it's a job, and unless that's what you want to do for a living, then maybe writing isn't for you. But everybody has a story to tell. Everybody,
right?
Just
right.
Sitting down and actually doing it—that's the thing.
And
that's
not getting inhibited by editing.
People.
Do you get inhibited by editing though? Do you get inhibited by editing?
Oh, I hate editing.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I hate it.
Okay, let's all say how many of us hate it.
I love it. So it works perfect.
You love
it. Yeah. Really? Wow, must be nice to meet you.
Yeah. You know what, though, because to me, it's like, and everybody goes, the tenses, and this is another thing. I have to say one little thing here. There's always 100 little things I say, but, you know, if somebody makes a mistake in a book, and there's a book out that it's spelled wrong, or somebody makes a mistake, just move on. Don't keep saying, oh, this book is horrible. There's got two typos in it. I mean, you know, look at the New York bestsellers. If you could tell me that there's not a typo in there, then that's great. But, you know, that's what people dwell on. Look at the story, you know, and read the story. Stop editing people's work out and just stop thinking about the mistakes that they made. Just go on and read the book and enjoy the book. Don't go, oh, my God, look at how they got their book published and they've got three typos on the same page. It happens. Because it's just life. We're all not perfect. Karen, do you have anything to say about that? Go ahead, Karen. Say something about that. I'm sure you have something to say.
Well, I mean, I wish I could say that everything goes out perfect. We
right.
try.
Right. But it's
but
it's
I mean, we do catch things later, and then I have to go back in and fix it.
Well, an e-book
but we do have the books edited so that they go out as perfect as they can
right.
ahead of time.
Right.
And I do read the books as I'm formatting them. So any little thing that might have been missed in editing, I usually try to catch.
That's
now,
good.
I will
you
be first to say, yeah, I'll be first to say I am not an editor. My punctuation skills, that's why I use an editor.
Exactly,
I
right.
love to be comma happy. I mean, I am. I'm comma happy, and I put commas where they don't belong.
Yeah.
But if I see a sentence ending in a comma instead of a period, I mean, that's a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Or if there's missing punctuation, I mean, I see that kind of stuff. So I fix it before it actually hits the market, because sometimes in editing, somebody will click on the accept changes button and a piece of punctuation wasn't added when the other was taken away and it gets missed. So I'm the last line of defense before it goes out. So I will say, yes, I do read everything that goes out.
See, that's a good thing. You know, I mean, this is being honest and this is just the way it is. You know, I mean, like myself, I have a problem with the tenses because I go back and forth, because when you write scripts, it's in the here and it's now a lot, you know, you're now. And when you write books, it's not now. It's not always now. You know what I mean? It's in the past sometimes. So, you know, when you're writing, and that is a difficult thing when you are a screenwriter and a book writer. And it does, you know, and I know I have that problem, so I have my work edited. And, you know, but that's one of the reasons I think, Denise, what you're doing is kind of a very good, it's actually a good thing, because you go, you're what people need at the beginning sometimes just to even get to the publishing company. They have to, people think now the publisher's just going to say yes to all the mistakes. No, they're not going to, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to say, get it edited and send it back to me and then I'll look at it. Right?
Well, that's what happened kind of. I had a friend that did that sent me
yeah.
sent in a manuscript and the editor sent it back and said they couldn't even read it, and they gave it to me and I cleaned it up for them. And it's in the process right now. They didn't change the title. They didn't make many changes except those that I suggested, you know, on my I'm pretty thorough in my editing, and I just started doing it all online rather than in print, so it's kind of going a lot faster, you know, especially with the digital world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want
to
say how they can reach
you?
How can people reach you when they want to get their
order? The best way probably, I'm at writing the number 2 inspire@yahoo.com, or I've got a few book reviews over on WordPress. If you look me up, Denise Spooner, and it's Reviews with Integrity. So
that's a good thing.
Go.
Oh, is that they can, you know, have some help out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's help wherever we go.
Yep.
No, I mean, it's true. So, you know, Kathy, now, do you send your books out to get reviewed yourself, or how do you do that? Are you sending you know, reviewers books, or how are you getting reviewed?
Karen's been taking care of most of that, but I've sent
okay.
it off to a couple of different people, but I always clear it through her first. I know she doesn't mind, but I always clear it through her
right.
first.
Because I've talked about this with Karen, and I think, you know, because she, you know, you're just starting out. I think it's not a bad idea that maybe some of the writers like myself, you know, would get some of our books and just go out and get them reviewed, you know, because you can't expect not to pay for anything in marketing when it doesn't matter, traditional, non-traditional, it doesn't matter if it's self-published or traditional, you still have to help the publisher out, because it's just the way life is now. I mean, Karen, would you agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I know
people that they don't want to hear this, but the truth is, this is all time consuming, expensive, and you know, you have to have, even if I don't care if it's random, whatever. I've talked to people all over the place. We've had people on from many different, you know, publishers, and everybody still has to do some marketing themselves, because you cannot sit back and go, okay, my book's going to sell. It's not. You got to help it.
Not unless you just get extremely lucky.
Yeah, right. Right, but there's far and few. I mean, everybody isn't that lucky. Do you know what I mean? You know, in reality, they have to go out and try to do something to help themselves. I mean, you know, PR firms are very expensive. You know, I mean, they just are. And so, I mean, I've come up with a few things, you know, that we could maybe offer people under Michigan Avenue and that are not a lot of money, because I had a horror story. Somebody called me. This actually is a horror story. A guy called me and he left a message and he wants me to call him back. He's got 2 more books to be published and he doesn't know what to do, and he knows he had a really bad time of it the first time. And I won't say the company that he did. And it's been around forever. It's been around long before everybody else. And he paid $11,000 to have his book published, and he got a royalty check of $14.
And then
he has no money to do the other 2 books because he thought he'd get a return. So anybody out there that's thinking they're going to get a return like that, it's not going to happen. Okay, it's just not, you know. And so be careful about what you do, you know. And if you do go to somebody to self-publish, because sometimes self-publishing is the route to get published, because there's just no two ways about it. Life is, all of this has changed. So make sure that you know who this person is and talk to other people, because $11,000, and he didn't get any other books. He got 1 book or whatever. He has to buy books. So for $11,000,
he got 1 book?
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, because I had spoken to some publishers, and I said, well, like, this is what he paid. And they go, well, maybe he got a lot of books. But he didn't. And now he's, like, stuck, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen to him. I can't really, there's nothing I could do, because I think he's in a contract with them. There's nothing anybody can help him with right now. But he's got 2 other books, but he spent so much money. So if people are listening, you do not need to spend that kind of money. If you go to self-publishing,
No, definitely not.
You know, and people need to sometimes get self-published to get to people like you that are just starting now and changing the rules. That's the good thing. The rules are changing, and that's the part that I like, that the rules are changing, because I don't like rules per se, because there's always something I don't, so, you know. And, you know, I think a lot of writers, we would like to say, oh, we like rules. We don't like rules, because we know we don't. We're writing characters that are free-spirited. They do what they want. If you don't like them, you just either murder them or knife them. Something happens to them, they're gone, you know. It happens when writers write. So, I mean, and we always have a joke in my office a lot of times. So we used to say, like, I used to say, well, if you don't, you know, you start out with the murder, you got a whole story there. That's the truth, you know. But the thing is that things are changing now to help the writer out. And companies such as yourself who are brave enough to get out there, I think it's fabulous. I mean, I'm really happy about this. And I think there's like an end for, I think with the e-books, it's a good thing because it puts everybody, like I said, out there. You know, and the rankings, yeah, the rankings, I know what you're saying. People do look at the rankings, but the problem is that
Well, it's not that they look at the rankings, it's just where it positions the book, where it comes up on the search.
Comes up. But
right. That's what I'm concerned with, not actually the number of the rankings, just how quickly it comes up on a search.
Yeah. Well,
the better it sells, the quicker it comes up.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I truly believe this now, because I have done a lot of PR, tons, and I really, truthfully, didn't even want to do it, but there's no choice. I had no choice but to do all these press releases and for the shows and putting stuff out there. And so now I come up pretty fast. If you look up my name, I'm everywhere. But this took a year and a half of constant day and night work of PR. And even, see, the thing people don't understand, even if it's a free press release, somebody still has to do it, so they should pay someone to do it. Not a lot of money, $75, something like that, but don't you agree that they need the press releases? When it says free press release, it just means it goes out to a lot of places and they're not charging you $200 a release. But you can use it everywhere. And you use a lot of press releases. Don't you think that helps a great deal?
The place that we go, I can see how many people have actually seen it.
Yep.
You know, have pulled it up, and it seems to be a pretty good place where we've had, I think I've had like 15 reviews out, and we've had over 3,000 people look at them, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, and I have a lot out. Like, I do a show, when I first started doing the shows, there was maybe 10 people that viewed it, 20, 30, 40. No, and there are some shows that we do that get maybe 400, 500, 600 hits. And that's a good thing because I do so many shows. It's not like I do once a month, you know. And I think it's just, and the people that are the guests, they can use those links. And they last, you can put them on your website. And that's another thing. When people come on the show, they get the link. And they can put it on their website. And then people can hear about what they talk about with their own books, you know. Getting book reviews, all of these things matter, you know. And so, Kathy, do you feel like you have time to write then? Because you feel like you're under control of what's going on because Karen is helping you out here.
Absolutely. I have a lot of control over my books and how they're put out there because she gives that to me.
Yeah.
The reviews and everything else.
See, that's good. And you're doing well. And okay, but we probably shouldn't forget something. We shouldn't not talk about this. You also do other books, not just romance. So do you want to talk about some of the other books that you do, you know, the genres that you get into? And, you know, I mean, it's slower naturally for some of these, but do you want to talk about them? Because that's important that they know that you don't always just do this.
Me or Karen? I just write romance. Karen,
yes. Because her whole company, the publishing, yeah.
Talking to me. I thought she was talking to Kathy.
No, I'm talking to you. Well, no, I'm just changing. I just wanted to get that across to people because we're talking about romance, but that's not all you do.
So
I just don't want to leave everybody else out.
Do.
Think that they won't send to you because it's just romance.
No, I don't just write romance. Write romance either, but I don't just publish romance.
Right.
We have, of course, horror, suspense,
children's,
except I'm not really into children's, you don't make a whole lot of money on that.
Do you want to talk about the one thing that Cameron, though, his book really needs to be talked about a little, just a little while we're on, and we probably should because it's a good thing that he did.
Yes, there's a young boy named Cameron Titus. He wrote the book called Cameron's A to Z. And he had seen a YouTube video that really touched him about the tornado victims. So he decided to take his time, and he wrote a little tongue-twister alphabet book for young kids called Cameron's A to Z, and all the proceeds of the sale of this book are going to Habitat for Humanity. He is 10 years old, giving up all the money that he would make on the book, plus World Castle is giving up our share, too. I mean, we're sending
nice?
The whole
Isn't
thing.
Such a nice thing. I mean, it really is a nice thing. And I saw him, actually, before I even knew you, on CNN. I think he was on CNN. Somebody was talking about what he had done. And I think it's great. He's 10. How nice
That's
is 10 that?
10 years old.
10 years old.
And it's a cute little book. I mean,
It is. I bought it. It's cute. It is. It's very cute. The colors are good.
It's for a good cause. It really is.
Yes, it is.
And you get something in return.
Yeah. It's flood victims, tornado. It's just a lot of, you know, I mean, we have bad weather lately, a lot of places.
Well, I had put on the check for the flood victims because that's what he had designated.
Right.
But when I got the receipt back from Habitat for Humanity, they had included flood in there as well. So, but that's a good thing. I mean,
it's
people who are suffering because of natural disasters.
And it's bad. I mean, you look at those people and they've lost everything. You know, and it's really heartbreaking. I'd like to have them on the show. I know that I talked to his mother, you know, she works and so she's not home till late. So maybe I might do a Saturday show because I think it's a wonderful thing that and somebody 10 years old that could think of this to donate the money is a great thing. I mean, I think he's got a lot of heart for a young kid. You know, to think like that. Yeah.
According to his interview that he did on the morning show, I think it was, he is doing another book, which they've mentioned to me, but I haven't seen it, where he's going to be donating those proceeds to a hospital for children.
Yes. So how nice is this? This kid is unbelievable. It's great. I'd like to see him as an adult. See, this is a good thing, you know. I mean, he's 10, so he's just, it's incredible. And, you know, to donate all your money is a good thing, rather than, you know, buy something for yourself.
Older, I'm sure that he'll start having to make money for himself as well, but.
Well, that's life right
what
now. But right now, his parents, but right now it's a great thought that he does. You know, Denise, do you have anything that you want to talk about? Do we have? Are you doing the chat? Is the chat room open or no?
Yeah, chat room's up and going, and they're chatting.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, they are chatting. Yeah. Okay, all right. You know, and I just, and whoever's, I don't know. You know, I'm not answering any of the phone calls because I'm afraid that everybody will be disconnected. So this is one of the reasons I don't. If you have a question, ask Denise because I've seen this happen. You know, I'm looking right at it, and I don't want anybody to be dropped because we're so far so good. You know, this is a good thing.
And, we're all still on.
Yeah. All right. Pardon?
I said we're all still on. Good thing.
Yeah, we're all still on. No, that's always a good thing.
Oh, Frida says hi, Marcia. Frida says
right.
Hi.
Okay, and Frida Roberts? Yes. She's
going
to be sending something because she's a children's writer and she started to get into the romance. And so, I think she's going to do a good job. She's a good writer. She's very, you know, she's dedicated and she keeps writing. And that's, you know, I've met a lot of people these days, you know, a lot of over the last couple year and a half of people I've had on shows. But Frida does a lot of work and that's what people have to do. You have to do a lot of work. You have to keep writing. You know, and I'm sure that anybody that stops writing after one book, it's not a good thing, you know, unless they're Margaret Mitchell and they have Gone with the Wind. Otherwise, what can I tell you? It's not going to be that way. You know, I mean, it's hard, you know, and I don't know if anybody has seen the movie The Help. It's really good. And I think she's had a lot of the writer had a lot of trouble getting her book published, and she's doing great in the movies, and it was a bestseller. So I mean, these are the stories that people need to hear about because so they don't have to feel so alone when they're writing. And you know, this is so much, it's just a different market now, and people have every advantage that they didn't have before. Plus all of these, not only my own shows, you know, there's Brand Lewis and Virginia has great shows, you know, just about different subjects, you know, and how we're all meeting each other. And, you know, so I think that, and one thing that Karen is doing also is, you know, she's writing herself and she's also helping people and selling books at the same time. So, I mean, that's a great thing. And, I mean, Kathy, do you feel like, I mean, you had another publisher and so now you're happy where you are. Would you tell anybody, would you like to tell something about what they maybe should do, you know, if they're just giving up, what you would do if you were them? Because they need to hear these things, you know. Why not to give up?
Giving up is just, I mean, I would never give up. Even if you're just writing for yourself, because that's all I primarily started out to do, was just to write for myself. I would never had any intentions of ever becoming published, but I enjoyed what I was doing. And just one, I've gotten rejection letters. I mean, you're going to get them. I mean, you can paper walls with them, you get them. But don't give up. It's too much fun not to just give up.
Right. I am enjoying myself. Right, and I'm really always been an advocate of this, and now, I mean, that's why, you know, I like having shows like this because it's showing people the fact that you don't have to give up, and, you know, and I didn't give up. I mean, I am relentless, and I as a child, though, I was not the same way. I gave up. I tried, you know, a lot of things, skating, piano, whatever, and it was like 2 seconds, I was done. But when you're writing, you have to know that it takes a lot, and you got to keep going, you know, and, I mean, no matter how many shows I have, no matter how many times I'm on different shows, it's just really important. And the fact of now knowing that even if, you know, you don't find a publisher, you can self-publish. But, you know, but please get edited. That's the other thing.
There is so much social networking out there, too, that you can use for everything. I mean, that's how I met Karen, was through social networking.
What networking
Facebook.
Do you use? What do you use? Just Facebook or do you use other things?
I use Google Plus. Facebook. I have a blog account. I use whatever I can find. Twitter. I use it all if I can. I got this new one I just signed up on today. It was called Library Thing that I'm enjoying, and it's a bunch of. It has
what's it
local,
called? Library. What's it called? Library.
LibraryThing.com.
Library.
One word.
Okay.
I think it's
similar to Goodreads.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I use Goodreads as well.
You do.
It's
you
just
like Goodreads.
Fun. It's just a lot of fun.
See that's what the thing. You know, if you're going to do something like this, I mean, it is good to have fun doing it. You know, it does get. You know, the marketing. It's very hard to keep doing marketing, but you know, because it does take off time from writing. And we had a writer on, I think Virginia and I had one on, John Wilson. He was really good. He was on our first show, which is What is Success. And he was, you know, he was talking about that too. You know, you have to put aside time to write. Because, I mean, I'm beginning to think sometimes that all of this social networking is like writer's block. Because you sit down and you go, oh, I'm going to write. And then you go, I think I'll just do my email. And then you can, and then that's the end. And I said to my husband, I said, I don't know, I might get a computer that I'll do. No, I have no internet until I just I'll only do it to send myself things. But because that's
you need to get a little notebook.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have. You know, and the thing is, do you once you get on email, do you lose it or do you just do it for a few minutes? Either of you.
I try to discipline myself so that I'm only on so much a day, but I'm a very multitasking writer. I can write.
Yeah.
I do write several books at the same time, so I don't have any problem talking to, like, Karen and Charlotte.
Literally.
Well.
She literally writes them at the same time. She might have four of them open at once.
You know, because I
right
like
now I
said,
have
okay.
four books open.
Okay, I want to tell you something about, okay, that's a good thing, because the way you do it, because we talked about this once. Do you want to talk about this a little? Because, honestly, I don't think it's a bad idea, because tell them why you do this. Okay, go ahead. No, seriously, because I always, as crazy as I am in doing a million things and I multitask, I have not really ever done that. But tell them what you do, and I don't think this is a bad idea for what you're doing it for. Go ahead. Say how you do it.
I write series, like the Grant Brothers series that I just finished. I write, there are six of them, six boys. And in order to keep the continuity straight, like, you know, children being born or
yep.
wives being introduced into the characters, I write all six of the stories at the same time. Now, I might finish them not in numerical order, but I will finish them all, and they'll all hopefully have a very good continuity line with them. Like, you know, Byron has an ex-wife. Well, because I was writing Byron at the same time I mentioned it in Devin's book, I knew how to describe her when it got to Byron's turn to describe his ex-wife and her name and all the characteristics about her. It all serves its purpose down the line, so that when you get down to the very last book, which is Damon's book, all of this falls together and you think, oh, that's why this person was introduced in this book and this one was introduced in this book. It all has continuity to me.
It's the greatest. I mean, I've never heard anybody say it in those words, and it does make perfect sense. To me, it does make sense, because you, when you're writing a book, sometimes then you have to go back, if you've done a book before, to see if it's a series book. You'd have to go back and see exactly what you meant at that time to keep it going the
exactly.
right way.
Exactly. And then, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's a great idea. I just think it's great.
I don't know. I tried writing just one book at a time. And it just, I'm so bored with it that I have to stop.
See, that is what I've heard, though. Because I hear people say this, and I myself, you go like, okay, you're writing a book. And you start writing a book, and then you go, you know what, I think I could write a better book about so-and-so. And then that's what happens to writers. You go, oh, you know what, I don't think this book is going to be good. I'm going to write another book. And that's really what happens, you know, to people. You start writing, and then you go, any other thing that you think of seems to be better than what you're writing at the time, whatever it is. You know, all these
well, I don't
great
even
ideas.
Write the same genres at the same time.
Yeah. You know, I mean, but, you know, this is a thing that you don't realize sometimes, what you said. I think when you told me that once before, I thought that was a great idea, because actually this is how you get a book that really makes sense sometimes, because sometimes you'll say, you know, like sometimes what I used to always say, like a series like Dallas, let's say, Dallas always had the same writers. And everything went smooth, because all the stories, they never changed, like JR, they never changed a lot of this. But very few shows, sometimes you can see, I say to my husband, no, a woman's writing that, a man's writing that, because the character isn't the same. And it is hard.
Oh,
but what,
yeah.
Yeah. But what you're saying, you keep your characters in line that way.
Right.
And that's
I have a wipe-off board that I use to keep the like not so main characters, like that, like secondary characters. That I have a wipe off board that I use them, and literally as I kill them off or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you're on this show. That's what we talk about. Knock them off, right?
Right.
But that's a great idea. But it is, because sometimes, you know, I think Karen and I were talking about this, sometimes you don't remember. Like people have said that they don't remember some of their books because they've written a lot of books and a lot of characters.
Right.
And this way you keep them in line. This is a very good, I think it's, makes
sure
so you have a wipeout.
Hey, Kathy, tell
them
about the good book you read.
Oh, my God. This is really embarrassing story.
Okay, we like that. We don't care here.
I was at work one night, and I for some reason I pulled up a book to read, and I was reading it, and I was very interested in it, and I thought, wow, this is really good. And I was actually hated the fact that my shift was ending because I couldn't finish the book up. So I thought, well, I'll just write down the author's name and I'll finish it when I get home. It was mine.
Oh my God. This is a bad thing. I don't know about that.
It was my own book.
Yeah. See? That's a good. See, because
this is where you come to for the good nitty gritty.
That is really funny. That's funny. I mean, because, you know, because what happens to me, though, is, like, if I'm writing something and then I put it, like, after I've written it, and then if I want to do a screenplay, let's say, and then I'm rewriting it, and then I think I've come up with this greatest idea. It's an epiphany. It's wonderful. Oh, my God, this idea is really fabulous. And I look at the next page, and I already had that idea, like, 5 years ago. And I'm thinking, oh, I mean, you don't realize what stays in your brain sometimes. At least mine.
Exactly.
That's what they tell me. What's in this brain. But, you know, we are writers, and we do retain things that other people might not, you know, because we're looking at life a whole different way, you know. And we do, I think
sometimes
writers do look at it.
Sometimes that's a good thing, too.
Well, you know, the thing is, well, we can't control life, and we control our characters, and that's a good, we can't control them either sometimes. Because
no,
sometimes
we
they
can't control them. They have a life of their own.
Right, exactly, because, you know, Karen, we were talking about the fact that sometimes when you're writing, like when I first started writing, I didn't want to swear, I didn't want to do this, I didn't want to do romance scenes, I didn't know if I could do all this. People would think, oh, this is me talking, and really, when I realized these were not me at all, they're my characters, they just have their own life, they do, you know, and it's not my life, it's theirs.
They take the story over.
That's right, they do. And they, you know,
it will go in a direction that you never intended it to go, believe me.
Right, exactly. And sometimes you get to a place where you didn't think you were going to get, but then you go, oh, this is really good. And then, because you never planned it. That's the thing. I don't write from an outline. I don't know. Do you write from an outline? Either of you?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Denise?
Well, the last one I had to outline because I got chewed out for not outlining. But it still took off on its own, even though I stuck to the outline.
Yeah. Because sometimes you just can't, you know. I mean, you know, I don't like to know the ending sometimes, because this way, if I know the ending, then it won't be as much fun. And this way I let my characters get to where they have to go. And, you know, you just never know. That's the surprise of it. This is why we all love this. Okay, well, this time I feel like I interviewed the two of you. The last time I felt really badly. The phones were not working. There was nothing going right. So I'm feeling much better about this now, that both of you girls, like, because you were both on that day, and it was just was one of those really crazy days when I was doing the phones, which is not the best thing. You know, it's better that I don't, but, you know, but it's not only me, though, it's everybody now, so I feel better now, because we're all having problems with these phones, you know, getting on, staying on, and so at least when we finish the show, we're all on. So, all right, I want you to both give your websites, and, all right, Kathy, your websites,
yes,
where they can reach you.
I have, it's called Blogstop, Kathy S. Barton, author, at blogstop.com. Blogspot, sorry. It's all one word, and I'm also at Warcraft for Publishing.
Okay.
And my email address is Catherine, Katherine, Barton, Barton, with the number 1, at gmail.com.
Okay, that's good. All right, Karen?
All right, the publishing website is worldcastlepublishing.com. And my personal email, not email address, but my personal website is KarenFullerAuthor.com.
Okay.
And my email address, if anybody wants to send any submissions, is worldcastlepublications@gmail.com.
And, you know, I'm so, and I'm very thankful that you took my book, and I'm really happy, and I hope it does well, and, you know, and I'm enjoying this. I love the cover, and I'm happy, and this is good. And so, I mean, you know, it all works out. I mean, you know, it's a good feeling to know that somebody actually is out there that says, okay, this is a book I like. So I'm happy, and I appreciate it, and, you know, and I hope, I'm really going to hope that all the, that you are in business for a very long time, because I'm so happy this happened for you. And, you know, I think it's a really good thing for everybody out there. So I appreciate it. And if anybody wants to come on, of your guests, you know, of your authors, they're more than welcome to come on. I love to do these kind of shows, and especially the romance ones, because I like to hear that people are actually doing well. And this is good. You know, I mean, I'm happy.
And Marcia, I want to cut in here. Do we have a birthday today by any chance?
We do, but whoever said that is probably a friend of mine. We do, but we don't count them. It's actually my anniversary, too. How dumb was that? You know,
I think we owe you a very, very happy and blessed birthday
okay,
today.
Thank
and
you. I hope
you are amazing.
Like, and I hope we could go without that today. Okay. I took that
happy birthday,
Marcia.
We're not talking about age.
It's my anniversary. I always say it's our anniversary. I was just not born. It's an anniversary. It's... I thought it was a good idea at the time to have it on my, you know, my get married on the same day as my birthday, which that was, I was 19, so that was pretty smart. Then who thought of anything anyway? But, you know, and so.
Well, Marcia, you're an amazing woman.
I'm so happy that you came on. I will talk about a few more things before we end the show. Tomorrow there's a show. It's called Inspiration, Imagination, Invention, and that's with Simon Rose. And that really is a very good show. It's historical information in novels, and it's for a lot of, you know, the juvenile books. And, well, actually, Delaney Oakes, who's a author and a blog show host, she is going to be on as a guest, and it's going to be a really good show. And that's tomorrow. And let's see, Friday, yes, we have a very special show. It's from Magic Blocks, which is, they've been on my show before, and it's Jason Lane, and he has a small, well, it's not small now, it's, he's got a lot. He's got a lot of authors on Blog Magic, and they're children authors, and little kids can have their own little library, and the parents can keep buying, so it's not too expensive for them, and they have their own little library, and they can read with their children on the computer or iPad, whatever.
Wonderful.
It's really cute. It's really cute. And he's going to be on. We're celebrating with him our his first anniversary, and he has a lot of titles, you know, and we'll have just different guests dropping by. And that's at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, and 3 Pacific. This is how I do my life, my Pacific, Central, whatever. And did we forget anything else? Let's see. No, and that's it. And Virginia and I also want to thank everybody for, it's been really great, you know, listening to our shows and, you know, asking to be guests on the show. So we're doing really well, and we're happy. And Fran Lewis, I think she has a show tomorrow also. So, I mean, and Fran Lewis is a frequent visitor. And she'll be on our show next Tuesday, and that's at 6 o'clock Eastern. And Denise, we're going to find a time that we can both be on here together. I know
yes.
we can figure
yes,
it out.
Yes, we will.
Because
yes.
I miss you. I miss you on the show, you know.
I miss you,
and,
too.
But I'm glad you're on. And people,
thank
if they
you.
Want editing, you know, certainly the first edit, which, I mean, so, and your prices are reasonable, and I know editing is very expensive. So it's a good idea. So if you do some editing and you want to send something in, then to Karen, at least, you know, Karen will have it in the best form it can be, and then it changes anyway, you know. And
right.
so, I mean, well, everything.
Yeah,
changes,
then it gets sent
know.
Through editing again.
Yeah, it's, you know. It is, you know, that's what it is.
Stop
know, it. We've had editors on left and right, and, you know, everybody says the same thing. Editing takes time, and Virginia's an editor also. Virginia edits. I mean, I don't edit either. You know, and I admit that. I need editing. I am not an editor, you know. But I do know when it's wrong, when I see it for someone else. Mm-hmm. I can see what's wrong. And I can tell if it's a good story a lot of times. But I don't edit. And so, but I am, you know, and I just hoping people aren't that critical of all of the, you know, if there are some mistakes, because, you know, we should move on from that to look at the good books that are out there and not always think of all the bad things, look for the good things. And, you know, so I want to thank everybody for listening to the show, and we will be on Friday. Okay. Talk to you all.
Thanks,
Thank you very much for being on the show. Kathy, anytime, you know, you probably will have a book tomorrow out, so whenever you want to come on, you're welcome. And Karen, whoever you want to send that wants to be on the show, I'll be more than happy to have them on the show. And if I can, Virginia, you know, we'll make accommodations because we want this to succeed and we want people to know there is hope out there. And with that, I'll give you information about my book soon, but you can always go to www.michiganavenuemedia.com and my news will be on there. And again, thank you for everything, and especially Karen, thank you. You've made a difference in my life. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, thank
Goodbye.
You.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.